こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編ということでゲストなし、私とマイケルだけで収録しています。文字起こしのテキストを同時にリリースしていると思うので、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリチェックしてみてください。今日はちょっとツイッターでもちょっと軽く言ったんだけど、いつもと違う場所から収録しています。ツイッターでゲスしてくださった皆さんありがとうございました。今グリース、ギリシャに来てて、
うん、
朝7時半なんだけど、ロンドンだと5時半だから、ちょっとテンションはそこまで高くない。
Did anyone guess it correctly from the photo?
そう、当たってる人2人ぐらいかな、いてびっくりした。うん、今、その写真撮った時は、ギリシャの、ミコノスに行ってたんだけど、うん、今はもう移動してミロスっていう、もっとちっちゃいとこに来てる。
ミロス。
うん。あんまり多分ミコノスとかサントリーニとかよりは、あの観光客が全然いないところ。
What is it known for?
So, like, あのね、ミネラルスとか。
うん。Mining.
There's, yeah, mining.Is like the biggest industry here.
So they
didn't
mining?
have to do tourism. They said they have like gold, silver, iron, silicone. あと、あのコンクリートで使うベトナイトとか。あと、sulfur とかもあるし。But I think they're famous for obsidian.
It's fancy.
Yeah. So.Yeah, it's really cool.
Obsidian's a fancy material, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it used to be very fancy, so they became very rich, selling it to, you know, Roman Empire とか多分. So, yeah, and they have, so this is a volcanic, or this used to be a volcanic island. So...なんかファーストライズトリーズあるじゃん。前にさ、マイケルがアリゾナで見たじゃん、多分。
うん、ペトリファイドフォレスト。
いや、そういうのがいっぱいある。
へぇ。
So,
That's pretty cool.
うん。
Is there any...
ハッツプリングもあるみたい。
Oh, is there a culture of... Is there like an onsen culture there?
Not on this island.But they said that, なんか海に入るとところどころあったかいとこがあるよみたいな、温泉が湧き出てるから、それまだちょっと昨日夜来たばっかりで全然ビーチとか行ってないから。
But they don't have like onsens in Greece.
そう、あのほ、うん、あ、グリースは分かんないけど、この島はない、掘ってないって言ってたまだ。So.Yeah, they really didn't open tourism until like 1990s くらい. So it's pretty new.
Is there any specific history of that island you're on?
Yeah, so this is like 多分なんか歴史的に何、チュニジアとモロッコかあ、no, no, no. あれどこだっけ、どっかをさ、なんか貿易の時につないでて、そのちょうど間にあるんだよね、なんか。だからその船で貿易するときにみんなここで一旦泊まるみたいな。
A port.
Yeah, because you know they had hot spring, it means they have clear water, じゃん。だからいっぱい人が来ても全然大丈夫みたいな。Yeah, so Istanbul とベニスかをそうつなぐときに、中世の時代にみんながこう。通っていくから、その時はすごいいっぱい人がいて、海賊もいっぱい住んでたらしいよ。
Where were the pirates from?
North Africa? なんかチュニジアとか、そう、それがチュニジアとかモロッコからいっぱいこう、あの部族の人たちが来て、まあ、この島に来て貿易したりとか、まあ、奴隷をやり取りしたりとかしてたらしい。
And do you know when this was going on?
This was like I don't know 何年とか but it's like 本当に中世
Is it like
ビザンチン時代とかそういうやつ
Because the history of that region is pretty well documented going back to at least like 1000 BC, maybe probably earlier.
Yeah,、right? so, yeah, so they said they found なんかその人間が住んでた痕跡みたいな、
mm-hmm.
ので一番古いのは 2500BC だって。
Mm-hmm.
So and, crazy, right? だから。
Yeah, and the Greek, well, the Roman Empire was like 500 BC.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
They still have、yeah. They still have like the Parthenon and like the what is it? The ancient Agora and the Forum. You know what I'm talking about? Like these structures.
Yeah, yeah. So from ancient there's Greece. One here.いやそうなんかローマンエンパイアの時に貴族がいっぱい別荘のためにここにわざわざ来てたんだって、
うん、
でここでまあビジネスとかもしてたしだからそのわざわざここまで大理石を船で持ってきてあのシアターを作っ8000人9000人ぐらいの規模のシアターを作ったらしくてそれがまだ残ってるって言ってた
On that island or in Greece?
Yeah, on thisNo, no, no, on this island. So they、oh, brought、wow. marble, like, all the way. It's so crazy, right?
They made everything out of marble. Did you see、
yeah.
In the news right now, there's this controversy about the Parthenon marbles. Do you know about this?
Okay. Mm-mm. No.
They used to be called the Elgin or Elgin marbles. So there was this、mm. guy named Lord Elgin. And...In the 1800s, he took some wealthy guy from England. He took、a lot of the Parthenon marbles from Greece back to、
mm.
the UK. And they're now they're、controlled by the British Museum. And Greece has、right. been asking for these Parthenon marbles back.For a very long time.、Mm. Well, I guess probably for a few hundred years. And、England has always said, well, the British Museum and the government have said, like, you know, we are the rightful owners of these marble statues.、Mm. And obviously, Greece says that, you know, it's their history, you know, they want it back.This sort of thing has happened with all kinds of like historical artifacts. Just recently the British Museum said that they are considering a partnership with Greece where I guess maybe they would have the Parthenon marbles in Greece for, you know,part of the year and then move them back or I don't know something.
Yeah, 難しいよね。だって全部取ってきたものじゃん。その、
well, the British Museum has they've taken a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
but that's you know that's what makes it a good museum. But it's also like here's all the stuff we stole, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 本当にそう。だから、まあ、ロンドンでいろんな博物館行くけどいつもなんかちょっと微妙な気持ちにはなるよね確かにあこれなぜここにあるかっていうことを考えるとさ
Yeah, and the money that you're paying them is going to the British Museum It's not going to Greece, right?
What money though?
Well, you pay taxes and I mean, it's not free, right? The British Museum You know,
it
so
is.
Well, I mean, it's funded by taxpayer money, right?
Right.
Yeah, you don't、but、pay for it at the door.、In. Yeah, but... I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's maintaining it, I guess. ちょっとずつ。 払って。
Yeah, but Greece would like to get paid to display those, and it also, you know, is a source for a lot of tourism, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. なんかね、ここで they said one of the oldest spoons in Europe was found.
Mm-hmm. Stones?
Which is from like 4,000 BC. Spoons.
Wait, tombs?
Spoon. Spoon.
Oh, spoon. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 本当にスプーンの形だったっけ。まあ持ち手はすごい短くて、でもスプーンってだねって感じの。
Is it a wooden spoon?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? So it's a 6,000-year-old piece of wood shaped like a spoon.
They just showed me the picture of it last night because the, I mean, I was already at the hotel and I was talking to the owner here.
Hmm.
It looked kind of yellowish. I didn't really know what it was made of. It's probably not wood, right? Some kind of mineral or I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I'm not sure what the state of like metallurgy was 6,000 years ago in Greece.
Mm.
But I don't think a wooden spoon would last that long.
Mm.
But I don't know.
So I'm in the middle of nowhere. 本当にすごいよここ。
うん。
もうなんか人が一人もいない、もう何、冬で6000人ぐらいって言ってたかな、住んでる人が。すごい少ないんだよね、人がそもそも。
うん。
一応学校は2つあるって言ってたけど。でも何、信号とかもだからないし、
hmm.
すごい、なんだろう、見たことない景色って感じ。
Do people drive, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
車なかったら
They have roads, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. でもなんだろう、ギリ舗装されてるみたいな感じで、やっぱ人がすごい少ないから本当に。
Did you see any tourist spots already? Like
not yet, because yeah, Mykonos は、うん、あの何、ビーチとか本当にもう超トゥーリズムって感じだから、
hmm.
レストラン、おしゃれレストランとかおしゃれな道とか、
hmm.
何、いろいろ行ったけど、プールとかもあるし。Yeah, it's so nice. ご飯美味しいしさ。
Is this your first time there?
うん、初めてギリシャは。
Mm.
ロンドンから3時間だから本当あっという間に着いた。
Are you gonna go check out the Parthenon or Delphi or Thessaly or any of these cool places?
I'm not going to Athens.
I see.
This time, 今回は本当そういう島を3つ回るっていう予定で、そう、アテネはだから乗り継ぎでしか行かない感じかな。
Where's Thessaly? I actually don't know where that is. Is that in Athens too?
I have no idea.
Hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Like the rocks with the monasteries on top? It's like super
yeah.
crazy looking.
Yeah.そう、ギリシャは、まあ、学校でいろいろ習ったけどさ、よくわかんないじゃん。なんかギリシャ人の友達とかも今まで会ったことないし、
うん、
だからこっち来てさ初めて気づいたんだけど、ギリシャ語をバーって聞いてると、あのスペインのスペイン語にめっちゃ似てんの、
うん、
でそれ私結構びっくりして、発音がもう言葉とかは全然違うんだけど、発音の種類がめちゃくちゃ似てて、特にあの機内のアナウンスみたいな、そのアナウンサーみたいな喋り方してる時に、
うん、
もうなんていうの、ぼーっと聞いてたらスペインのスペイン語って思っちゃいそうなぐらい似てて、でそれが結構私は 衝撃的っていうかさ、間にイタリアも挟んでるし、なんでと思って昨日ホテルの人に聞いてみたの。なんか私にはスペインのスペイン語にすごい似てるように聞こえるんだけど、
うん、
あのギリシャ人のあなたはどう思いますみたいな。そしたらなんか私がそれ言ってる間にめっちゃニヤニヤし始めて、いや本当にそうなんですみたいな、
うん、
なんかその人は実はスペイン語とフランス語が喋れる、あの勉強して喋れるんだけど、スペイン語は発音すごい簡単だったって言ってた。同じだから。
Do you know what the relationship is between the two languages?
いや、わかんない。だから、その人もわかんないって言ってた。イタリア挟んでるしね、みたいな。だから、離れてるのになんでだろうね、みたいな。
Hmm.
だって、イタリア語はまた全然違う発音というかさ、聞こえ方も全然違うから、なんでこんなに似てんのと思って。だから変な話、日本語と韓国語とかよりもっとさらに似てると思う。
Hmm.
あの発音だけね。文法とかは多分全然違うんだと思うけど。
So you don't know if that's a coincidence or if there's actual relationship? Like,、
うん、
isn't the roots of Spanish, you know, doesn't it have the same roots as Greek? Or is that not true?
まあ、大昔、まあ、ラテン語、まあ、なんて交わってるとこはあるんだろうけど、でもね、分岐してるのはすごい前だろうから、すごい不思議で、多分まあ言語学者の人とかに聞いたら、まあ、とかググったら分かるのかもしれないけど、まだちゃんと調べてないから。でもすごい不思議でさ、それが。だからその、
well, I wish you had the answer.
いや、その人も言ってた。でもその人も分かんないって言ってて、あのなんかぼーっと聞いてたら本当にスペイン語聞いてるはずなのに何も分からないみたいな変な感じなの。分かる、なんかなんて言えばいいんだろう、なんか日本語と全く同じ発音の言語があるとして、なんか音はすごい身近なのに意味が全然分かんないみたいなあったら超変な感じするじゃん。
うん、
なんかそういう感じなの。うまく説明できないけど。
Well, there are these、people who have created like songsthat are in fake English and it sounds exactly like English but it's not、
ね、
you know what I mean?
うん、そんな感じ、うん、そんな感じ。それをみんなが周りで喋ってるみたいな感じ。なんか脳がちょっとびっくりするっていうか混乱する。
うん、
そう、面白いよね。不思
議です。 You know,Greece is, well, Athens, Greece, is the origin of democracy, which is always
yeah, yeah.
kind of crazy to think about. Like, it started in this one city, like this、
mm.
group of people, essentially,、came up with this idea for the first time, like, 2,500 years ago.
Mm.
And it changed the whole world. You know, it's why、
yeah.
it's the reason why we're not all enslaved, basically. You know.、
Mm. あ、そうだからまさにアテネが民主主義でスパルタはそうじゃなかったわけじゃん。そこでなんだっけ、ペロポネシア戦争みたいなあるよね。その civil war があったときに。この私がいるミロスだけはそれに参加しなかったんだって。こうめっちゃ島があってみんなどっちのサイドにつくか選べって言われて選んだんだけど、
うん、
ミロスだけは嫌だって。なんかまあヨーロッパのスイスみたいな立場でうちはニュートラルでいますみたいな。
I thought Sparta had a form of democracy, but they so I think in Athens they would vote using stones and、
うん、
I think in Sparta,、the Spartans had this crude form of democracy, which is basically just listening to how loud the crowd cheers for each option.
Mm-hmm.
And、I think that was before the more formalized democracy, but I'm not sure. I don't know if you'd really call that a democracy, because...You know, people aren't、
yeah.
getting a vote. It's more like the crowd cheering for something, which, you know, they did that in like Gladiator in the Colosseum, right? Like, yeah. Based on the crowd reaction, the guy gets executed or not, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of democratic, I guess.
Mm. So, like, その戦争が30年間続いて、最終的にスパルタが勝ったんだけど、なんかその、まあ、何、戦争中にアテネの人がみんなこの島ミロスに来て、12歳以上だったか、まあ、とにかく男の人をもう全員殺しちゃったんだって、で家族をみんなミロスから追い出して別のところにこう無理やり移住させたみたいな、なんだけど、まあ、最終的にスパルタが勝ったから、スパルタがこうチリジリになってた家族をまたミロスに連れ戻してくれたみたいな、それがこう人類最初にちゃんと記録が残ってる Civil War みたいなことを言ってた昨日。
Really?
だからなんか、じゃあアテネに対してちょっとなんかそういう嫌な気持ちまではいかないけど、そういう感情が島の人はあるのかなって言ったら、いやもうあまりにも昔のことだからさすがにもうそういうのはないって。まあ確かにそうだよね、あまりにちょっと、
So,
いつの話みたいな。
I guess time, you know, time passing helps, right?
Yeah, definitely, right, yeah.
Even, there's even a difference between like 500 years and 2,000 years, and a difference between 2,000 years and 5,000 years. Like, more time is like always better for getting over stuff, it seems like.
Yeah, 絶対そう。
And is there anyone that's, you know, really...pissed off about something that was 5,000 years ago?
わかんない。まあだから教科書とかで習ってそれを言われた瞬間はちょっとって思う人もいるのかもしれないけど、どうなんだろうね。でもここはねギリシャで一番ビーチが多いって言ったかな。75個あるんだって。
わあ。
で本当いろんなとこからでも観光客の数は少ないけど、まあ、いろんなとこから来てるって言った。アメリカとかからも来てるよって。
It's gotta be pretty far from, from America.
だし、アジア人が全然いない。こっち来てからアジア人、私空港で一人しか見てない。あと、だからすごい異国みたいな。まあ、日本、まあ、異国なんだけどさ、日本から来たっていうとみんなすごいいい反応っていうか、そんな遠くからみたいな。
well,
国によってはさ、あーへーみたいな、ね、別にニュートラルな反応のとこもあるじゃん。
Yeah, or negative.
いやいやいや、そう、でもこっち来てからみんなすごい、あー行ってみたいんだとか、あ私は京都に行ったことあるとか、結構いいイメージを持ってくれてるのかなっていう印象だった。
Is it just far from here? Like why don't people go from here? I mean it's further、まあ、than a lot of other options for sure.
そんなすっごい遠いって感じではないけど、でも直行便がないからかな。乗り継がないといけないでしょ、多分。わかんないけど、私今回日本から行ってないから。何時間かかるんだ。でも、全部でだから乗り継ぎ入れて15から19時間だって。まあ遠いか。
Wow, that's far.
めちゃくち
ゃ。That's really far.
遠いね。だからか。いやだからさ、今回
19 私は3時間で。
いや、まあ多分トランジットとか入れてね。
Right.
そのトランジットの具合で。そんぐらい行っちゃう時もあるって感じじゃない。
Is anything further than that? I mean, I guess there must
be. い
や、
あるよ、あるある。いや、全然あるよ。南米とか。
Timbuktu。
その何？トランジットで一晩泊まんないといけないとかもあるからさ。じゃないと飛行機がないとか。そうすると余裕でもう24時間とかそれ以上かかっちゃう。 そうでも3時間やばくない ?3 時間でギリシャってやばくない私やっぱわヨーロッパ羨ましいなみたいな短い時間で行けるところがめっちゃあるじゃん
Well, Europe, yeah
Yeah, or even Africa とか you know?
Yeah, are you gonna go to Africa?
めちゃくちゃ近い I'm actually going to もうアフリカのすっごい近く、technically アフリカではないけど、
Where is that?
スペインに取られちゃったし今、テネリフェ、towards the end of the month、そう、今なんか友達と来てるからさ、義理の母がロンドンに遊びに来てくれてアメリカから1ヶ月泊まってくれてるんだけど、そのタイミングで行ってきていいよって言ってくれたから友達とギリシャで待ち合わせて旅行して帰るみたいな、もうだから4年5年ぶりに一人行動みたいな
How is it?
それも変な感じ、いやもう自由がありすぎて意味がわからん
Have you adjusted or are you still weirded out?
I'm still a bit weirded out. ご飯食べるときとかさ、寝るタイミングとか、すべてがもう自分のことだけ考えればいいじゃん。まあ自分と友達のことだけ考えればいい。
You know, it was like that the vast majority of your life, right?
I know, but it's been, you know, well, 4 years since giving birth, but I was pregnant.Before that, right?
Yeah, you can include that part, yeah, but...
So, まあ本当に5年ぶりぐらいにさ、めっちゃ、なんていうの、いいのかなみたいな。誰もお世話してないけど、いいのかなみたいな。
Hey, you're...
Bye.
Yeah? どうぞ。
No, I mean, but I do miss him. なんかその辺に子供いるってやっぱすごい見ちゃう。
うん。
あ、何歳ぐらいかなとか。
How did you explain that you were leaving?
So I had to mentally prepare him before I came. So, まあ、グラニーが来てしばらくしたらマミはギリシャに行くからねみたいな。まあ、ダディが出張で1週間とかいないこと結構あるからそれと一緒だよみたいな、何7回ぐらい寝たら帰ってくるけど、その私がいない間にね、おじいちゃんも来るのよ、だから、グランニーが来てマーミーがいなくなってちょっとしたらグランパが来てでマーミーが帰ってくるよみたいな、その順番を結構前からずっと説明して、で彼もああそうなんだみたいな、その、まあ、おじいちゃん来るのも楽しみだし、もちろんおばあちゃん来るのも楽しみだしみたいな、まあそれがあるから、
It's probably,
グランニーのこと大好きだし、
It's probably a good experience, no?
I hope so, I don't know. まあ he's four, so 別に you know, he doesn't really need to learn to be without me yet.
But,
We'll see. でまあ、so far やっぱ何グランニーのこと本当に好きだし慣れてるし一緒に寝てるからずっとグランニーが来てからなんか別にその、私がいないからすごい泣くとかそういうことはないんだけど、でもちょっと何バイバイするときにバイバイするときも泣かなかったんだけど、やっぱちょっと頑張ってるなっていうか我慢してるくれてるなって思ってちょっとうわってなったけど、いや、そんな感じかな。Oh, so, 来る前にさ、それも義理の母に夜息子見てもらって、Book of Mormon 見てきた。I think you will like it. It's really funny.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it.
面白かった。
There was a lot of hype around that. 5 years ago That came out a long time ago, right?
そうなのそうなの。だからずっと見たいなと思ってたけど、まあ、それこそ子育てとかでも無理じゃん。
A lot of people were telling me to watch it at that time. I mean, is it offensive towards Mormons or is it just funny? Is it, what do you...
そう、私もそれ不思議だったんだけど、まあ、あの、喜びはしないと思うけど、私から見て、こうなんだろう、ダイレクトにめちゃくちゃディスってるみたいな感じでもないというか、
うん、
だからあの一応あのそのモーメンの教会がステートメントとか出してんだよね、
うん、
でなんか they were really cool about it、
What was their statement?
なんかでかそもそもプレイビルとかに広告を出してあの OK そのミュージカル側の意見は聞いたよね今度はうちらの意見も聞いてねみたいなVisit our website とかそういうなんか結構宣伝してたらしいんだよ、うん、なんかそれをミュージカルをちょっと使って抵抗するっていうよりかはもうそれにちょっと乗っかるぐらいの感じ
It's very, very Mormon
うん、そう、で、I saw、the interview あの、そのサウスパークのクリエイターが作ってるじゃん、
うん、
で、そのクリエイターの人たちのインタビュー見たんだけどそれもなんかなんていうのまあいい反応してくれる怒らないと信じてるみたいな
、うん、
なんか多分 they're gonna be cool about it みたいな感じで結構言ってたから、うん、まあ激怒するみたいな感じではないのかなと思ったけど
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that that's I mean you know I grew up a part of thatand no lie, my whole life I was always weirded out and like blown away by how nice Mormons are. Like it is very strange. Like
right.
they don't get upset about things. They always turn things positive. They're always trying to help people. It's so consistent. I haven't seen that consistency in any other religion or belief system ever. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so but it's pretty mind-blowing. There was a song that sort of talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
なんかすごい辛いことだった時とかすごい traumatizing なことがあった時に lights off する感じでもうそれを押し殺せみたいな感じの。Yeah, and that was, I mean, some parts of it were like, oh my god, this is so fucked up, みたいな。Not in a way that it's super disrespectful to the religion itself, but like what they're talking about is really fucked up. It's just like South Park, you know?
Yeah. I think there can be, I think there are.Like good religions that are actually like net positive in the world, even though I don't, you know, I'm agnostic. I don't believe, you know, what they're saying or everything that they're saying.
Yeah.
But there's definitely like a spectrum of how much net positive or net negative, like different religions and, philosophies are everyone in Japan is talking about a very particular religion lately. I don't know if you want to get into that. But
well when we were younger it was you know always on TV, you know.
These
programs were always talking about them. About Toitsu Kyokai. So
I don't remember seeing much on TV about that, but I probably just wasn't paying attention.
私若い時めっちゃやっててさ、本当にそういう合同結婚式とか、Wow, this is so crazy みたいな、and there are so many victims and let's be careful みたいな。
Those videos blow my mind. Like, what is like, wow? It's so organized.、うん、or at least it appears that way. But...
逆にだから私が子供の時全くタブーじゃなかったっていうか全然テレビでやってたしみんなその話普通にしてたしわやばいやばい気をつけましょうねみたいな、
うん、
あの大ピロゲに話してたから逆に今ねなんかタブーみたいな感じになってるのが不思議というかだから逆に若い子とかは知らなかったのかね初めて聞いたみたいな人もいたのかもしれないけど、うん、多分ある世代から上はだそれこそ30代半ばから上とか、まあ、30代前半から上とかはみんな知ってたはずなんだけど
Well, Japan has a lot of those, you know, kinds of religions that, you know, they own a lot of property, like in Tokyo, and have universities, and have political parties, and people don't really talk about it, like, day to day, or acknowledge it directly, but...There's a lot of sort of strange religious cultish stuff going on
in
like education and politics and real estate and business. And it's like there's a lot. It's not like a little bit, you know. There's like a lot yeah, yeah. of this going on.
そうだから多分暗黙の了解みたいな感じで日本人みんな分かってるけど逆にこう他の国の話として聞いたらわすごいやばみたいにさ思うじゃん、うん、自分の国のことだから多分、麻痺してるというかちょっと慣れちゃってる部分もあると思うけど
Do you
Yeah
You know the like US intelligence said that 統一教会 was founded by the Korean Central Intelligence Agency、
hmm.
Like it was created by the Korean government'sCIA、
mm-hmm.
as like a strategic tool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what the US government determined about it in their investigation、mm. through their, the intelligence committee. But I didn't know,、mm. I didn't know that part. I read that, I was like, what? This is like some real conspiracy, like this is some...Where's my tinfoil hat at? I need to protect my mind, you know?
Yeah. まあ、そうね。あんまりでもびっくりはしないけどね。そうだったとしても。
But this is a crazier plot than you'd have in any movie where like the CIA of some country creates this cult that has massive like political influence and it's like related to this...you know, assassination in some weird way and like, this is you know, very
yeah, but I mean,
surreal as far as plots go
まあそうねだから作ったっていうとまあ確かにそうだけどそのまあ最初何かベースがあってそれを利用するとかっていうのは全然あり得るよね、
hmm. The founder、ま
あ、現に日本もそうじゃん
Mm. So. The founder claimed to be a messiah who is he supposed to come back? There's some sort of messianic aspect to this, their belief system, right?
I have no idea.
I'm not really an expert on that either, but it's weird. Something like this happens and then it's like,Everyone sort of taking a look at and analyzing these different religious groups now, right? And trying to determine, you know, is this, you know, a bane on civilization or is this, do we want these as a society? And
yeah,
is there anything that anyone can...realistically do about it or is it just that's just how it's going to be you know
yeah
what do you think
いや全然わかんないしかもなんか日本のテレビ見れないからさ どれぐらいどうやって報道されてるのかとかもわかんないしちょっと
a lot
ネットで見るぐらい OK
yeah a lot
そうか、yeah. まあ そうね、こうなるとは誰も思ってなかっただろうしね。
うん。Definitely.
Yeah. It's, I think I've said this before, but it's nice to be away. mm-hmm. In some other country where I don't get to vote.
Right.
It's actually pretty nice. It's easy.
You're in the country that created democracy, and you're like, oh, it's so nice not being able to vote.
Well, I can still vote in Japan, so.
Yeah, I know, but
you know, I still have to like sort it, of keep up.
It's pretty ironic to say that when you're in Greece, right?
Yeah.
Of all places, you could say that.
そうね。いやでも本当にこう今さ、プライムミニスター次誰になるかってイギリスすごいニュースで連日やってるけど、
うん。
それも別にすごいフォローしなくていいわけじゃん。だって私はボーできないから結果を受け止めるしかないし、毎回。
Right.
So it's like, okay, you know, who is it going to be? I have no idea, みたいな。
Yeah, you're not really that invested, so it's just like, it's like a curiosity そうそう at most, right?
そうそう。なんかある意味、気楽といえば気楽だよね。まあ何もできないっていう意味でもどかしく感じることももちろん住んでればあるんだろうけど、今のところもただただ。日本にいるときよりは気楽っていうか、それ怒ることとかないじゃん、もう諦めてるから最初から。
Hmm. Is that your deterministic view? Or
well, kind of, right? Because I mean, there's nothing I like. Literally, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. Well, so. It'd require something on the level of miracle, but yeah.
So yeah.
What do you think of Greek?
気楽は気楽。
Greek philosophy.
Like, oh, philosophy. いやだから高校生とかの時だっけ、中高とかですごい習ったけどさ、もうさーっと終わっちゃったから、本当に全然詳しくないんだよね。
Hmm. Well, the.Greek philosophy has probably been one of the most formative, it's like the most formative philosophical base for Western civilization and, you know, like Seneca and Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, I don't know how to say his name, but.I read, well, that's not true. I listened to Marcus Aurelius's book.
Okay.
What is it called? I don't remember. I don't remember the title. It was like Meditations or something. But it's
audiobook ってこと?
Yeah, it's an audiobook, yeah. Yeah, and that was basically Stoicism, which I guess is one part of Greek philosophy from like 300 BC. I guess it's Roman philosophy too, because Aurelius was Roman. But they have...They sort of see the world as being deterministic beyond your own mind. So the world beyond your mind is completely deterministic. You can change your mind and things may cascade from there, but you should just focus on your own mind because that's all you can really control. It's sort of the Stoic view. And,
okay. That's like gentle parenting then.
Yeah, I would say so. And
yeah,
I guess the goal is to be, so Epictetus would say, you want to be sick and yet happy. You want to be in peril and happy. You want to be in exile and happy. You know, like whatever is going on, you want to have this completely autonomous will of your mind in a universe that's like rigid and deterministic. So like, even if, you know, regardless of what you do, you may still end up in a situation where you are in peril or you're sick or you're dying, but it's better to be happy in those circumstances if you can.
So it's about happiness then. Like, you have to be happy.
You don't have to be happy.
To be happy.
Well, it's just you don't want to be affected by the situation in a way that would cause you to make worse decisions. So like, in order to be in the best possible situation, then you want to be able to be happy in a bad situation so it won't get worse. Yeah, so it's like your self-control and your fortitude is what enables you to overcome emotions that are destructive, right? And so that's why there's such a focus on like reason and logic. Because if you can be clear and unbiased, then you can understand what they call the logos. And the logos is like...
懐かしいなって言ったの。
Yeah, logos.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's something about aligning with nature. And then to the extent that you're aligned, you're virtuous. So, and then Aurelius goes, specifically Marcus Aurelius goes a lot into interpersonal aspects of this, you know, like anger towards people, envy towards people, viewing people as less than you. Like these are all things that you're trying to avoid by controlling your mind. Anyway, that's...
I've been wondering, I don't see it in other countries, but in the States, there's this like positive emotions の強要みたいな雰囲気がある時があるじゃん。
Like, you mean like cooperating to maintain positive vibes or something?
Yeah, or like basically like you have to be happy. Or it's better to be happy, that kind of thing.
You have to appear happy.
Yeah, and there's this movement. There was this movement where like you have to love your body, みたいな. Like love your body no matter what, みたいな.
Right.
Your body deserves your love, みたいな. そういう movement が結構長い間あって, 最近ちょっとそれの反動みたいので. You don't have to love your body, okay? みたいな. Like if there are things that you cannot like, that's okay, みたいな. Because, なんていうの, I have to love this, みたいなって辛いじゃん. やっぱ自分の本当の気持ちとか emotion に抵抗しちゃってるから。
Okay. How does this help though if people are like, you don't have to love your body, you can hate your body?
Or no, like, they're not saying you can hate it. It's just like, just accept it as it is. You don't have to love it, because loving it is different, right, from just accepting it.
Right.
Loving it is like もっと先じゃん.
Okay, so what's...
It's like, maybe...
I'm just confused by this whole message.
So there has been this, like, strong messages on social media and stuff about, like, you know, you have to love your body. You,
right.
you don't hate your tummy. You have to love it, みたいな.
Yeah, it's like fat acceptance, but some, right?
But some people are just okay with their body. Like, okay, like, I don't love it, but I'm okay. Like, I'm not hating it. I'm not unhappy about it. Like, whatever, みたいな.
Right.
Like, I wish my stomach was more toned, you know, therefore I don't love it so much, but then, you know, I don't hate it, みたいな.
Mm-hmm.
そういう状態も別に healthy ではあるけど、こう、いやいや、もうラブじゃないと、みたいな、そういうやっぱ結構強いメッセージが、まあ何年も続いてた気がしてて、mm-hmm. 多分それで辛くなっちゃった人が結構いるんだな、みたいな。
Mm-hmm.
それすごい面白いっていうか、逆にアメリカっぽいなって思った。
Well, what do you, how do you feel about all this? And do you love your body, or are you just like okay, or like how do you?
I'm okay. So I'm 逆に so I'm okay だから人に you have to love it とか言われたら確かに違和感があるっていうか。
I don't know what that means though. Why do I have to love it? Like what happens when I love my body? Like I don't know what that means.
Well, like, there's been this thing where, like, oh, let's celebrate, you know, who we are. And it's right. like positivity. And I think it works for a lot of people.
Mm.
But for some people, it's a bit too much, right? Like, それが逆にプレッシャーになるみたいな。
Isn't this just where we started before all the love your body stuff? Isn't this just where we were?
No, it was all like, oh, you have to look like Kate Moss, you know, who's like really, really skinny. Otherwise, you should hate yourself. 的な、まあ、advertisements とかずっとそうだったわけじゃん。
So you're saying it went from negative to positive to neutral?
To neutral, yeah.
Okay.
そうそう。その流れがあって、mm. そう、すごいこう、うん、アメリカっぽいと思った、それ。
Is it bad to love your body now? ちょっと待って、行き過ぎ
たみたい。No, like, it's
are you
not.
Kind of
it's not.
A jerk if you love your body?
Love できる人は全然、love できる人は全然いいんだけど、そうじゃなくてもいいんだよっていうメッセージってこと。
But if there's some guy, some handsome dude who's in great shape and he's like, I love my body, doesn't he just seem like kind of a jerk?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, so, だから普通はそういうさ、body positivity みたいなのを言う場合って、何かコンプレックスがある人とかに向けて言ってるわけじゃん。まあ、肥満とかもそうだし、right. アメリカだったら。そういう人に向けて言ってたんだけど、その圧がやっぱ逆にちょっとすごいみたいな。
うん。
なんかそういう人たちに、I love my body って言わせなきゃみたいな。ハッピーにしてあげなきゃみたいな。
Right.
そういうのが逆にプレッシャーになってストレスになるみたいなさ。どうしてもラブまではいかない人だっていっぱいいるじゃん。
うん。
別に今が理想の姿じゃない場合はさ。だからそこでね、
so、ラブを強要する。So, it's weird. It's like, if your body's not that great, then we want to encourage you to love your body. But if your body is good, then it's like, dude, shut up. No one cares. Do you hear this storm right now? I'm in the middle of some crazy storm.
Yeah. Oh, man. でもじゃあちょっと涼しい?
Well, I haven't gone outside. It was like really hot earlier, and now there's thunder and it's pouring rain. Like, I hope it's not too noisy. Oh, getting louder.
Yeah, it's weird. I immediately thought of like, ah, 雨降ったらちょっと涼しくなるかな, right? Because there's no AC.
Hmm.
In London.
Right.
It's only been like 8 months, right, since I moved there, but
mm-hmm.
I already got super used to it. だから、あの、空港行って行った時に寒って思って久しぶりの冷房すぎてさ、mm. なんか体調悪くなりそうっていうか飛行機とかも寒いじゃん。
うん、mm. I feel like that here in Tokyo. Like I、
ね、
I have to wear the thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Light. Actually, I learned something really interesting about lightning too.Randomly changed okay. the topic. Do you know who Fritz Haber is?
Nope.
So Fritz Haber developed the Haber-Bosch process and received Nobel Prize for it in 1918. And he created the method used in the agricultural industry to synthesize ammonia from nitrogen gas and hydrogen gas and create ammonium nitrate. And that's what exploded in Beirut, for example. Like, there are these warehouses filled with this fertilizer that explodes, right? So Fritz Haber is known as the father of food abundance and the father of, like, chemical warfare and TNT and all this stuff. But this ammonium nitrate is what we use for nitrogen fixation in the soil, which is what helps plants grow, right? Because they need nitrogen.
Okay.
So without this ammonium nitrate, by the way, almost all of this is imported in Japan. So that's the main reason why Japan can't produce its own food without imports. But how do plants grow without ammonium nitrate, right? Through the Haber process.
Yeah.
The way that this happens is that lightning actually tears the bond in airborne nitrogen molecules, and these free nitrogen atoms combine with oxygen molecules and form nitrates, and then the rain carries the nitrates down into the soil. And that's fertilizer. It comes from lightning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool. 全然知らなかった.
Yeah, I learned this like a few weeks ago.
Wow.
And it's just like, I was like, wow, like nature creates fertilizer with lightning. Like, this whole system is so intricate and just beautiful.
すごいね.
You know, like nature is just amazing.
Yeah. すごいね.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess technology is amazing too, because we found another way to make it. But that's the natural process for nitrogen fixation. It's lightning. And then the rain too, right? To carry it down. So, yeah.
So here, I see a lot of brown patches of land because it doesn't rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's really dry. So I guess it's kind of hard for trees to got to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So there's not
so
that
nice
many.
Out.
Not that many trees there.
Mm. So, ne, keko, ko, hageteru tteu ka sa. Nanteu no. Soyu mitame.
Hmm.
It's all like minerals and, you know, stuff. So, it's kind of
right.
Like partly reddish, and they have sulfur, so there's like yellowness.
How big is that island?
Hiro, menseki tte koto?
Yeah. It sounds like I'm the one on an island right now.
Why?
I mean, it sounds like I'm the one traveling.
You are.
Well, I am on an island, but you know what I mean. Like, with all the lightning and stuff.
150平方キロメートル.
So it's pretty big. It's like a ku, maybe. How big is that?
I actually don't know what that means. Do you?
Well, how big is like 23?
So hold on, I'm just looking at 日本 no. ちょっと近づいてきた. 150 だったら, it's just like 大阪の堺市. ぐらい. の面積。So yeah, it's pretty small.
Yeah, pretty small.
すごいね、これ雨の音でしょ。やばいね。
Yeah, I'm about to get electrocuted.
珍しくない？こんなの。
Yeah, I I had no idea this was gonna happen today. Although yesterday I took a picture of a massive cumulonimbus cloud that was
これマイクで拾えてるかな聞こえてるかなすごいんだけど
I think so I have all my windows and curtains closed too but wow my room is now like just flashing and it's like daytime so yeah let's get those nitrates going
<笑>確かにそう思うとありがたい
Yeah
So 昨日さここの人がオブシディアンの説明してくれてる時に、
hmm.
あのゲームオブスローン見たことあるって言われてゲームオブスローンズで出てきたあのドラゴンをやっつける石それをこれだよみたいなこれがベースになってんだよって言われて
That's the 説明使えない
でもなんか、でもなんか、あ、分かりやすいみたいなそのなんて言うんだろうあの希少価値があって、まあ、すごく強くて武器に使うみたいな、
yeah.
そのトレードするときに、まあ、すごく重要なものみたいな意味で分かりやすいって思っちゃった、
mm. What is obsidian? Is it It's not a metal, right? It's
うんがガラスと岩の間みたいな。
うん。
うん。だからすごいシャープになるんだよね。すごい鋭くできるから。
うん。
スリングショットとか作ったり、まあ剣とかもちろんそうだけど、いろんなものを作る。で、中国とカリフォルニアとメキシコとこのミロスにしかないんだって。
うん。
あのものすごい火山がないとできないから。
that explanation of Game of Thrones like you go all the way to Greece and this person references Game of Thrones I was expecting you to say like oh yeah you know my great great grandfather you know something we were using obsidian for this and we would get it from here or something you know like not Game of Thrones yeah, yeah.
そんな何千 BC とかの話だからおじいちゃんとかの話じゃん
There's a lot of he でも on the おじいちゃん、yeah.
全然まだまだジーザス生まれてないでもなんか火を使ってない時だからその火を使って固めるとかがないじゃん、
mm.
だからもうそのあるものを使わなきゃいけないって意味でもう本当にだから何千年間も武器として使われた歴史があるみたいなでもそうだからさどの国に行ってもゲームオブスローンズをレファレンスで使えるってすごいことじゃないなんかあのこの世の中のグローバライゼーションっていうかさでなんとなく、right. まあ、見てるよねって分かるよねって相手にエクスペクトすることができてで結構な確率で多分ああ分かる分かるっていう人がいるからそれをレファレンスとして使うわけじゃん、
oh、my God. I feel soNot a part of society when you say that. You know?
It's well, like, they could have said PewDiePie or, you know, Logan Paul or whoever you like, you know? But
I don't think they're nowhere close to Game of Thrones level, you know? Maybe they could have said, do you know Minecraft? Okay, well,
oh, yeah.
Obsidian is yeah, like yeah. the deepest layer of rock
right.
in Minecraft or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So, ne.
And that would have been easier to understand
so,
than the
so random, right?
Game of
it's
Thrones.
It's so random, like, ギリシャのさ、こんな、何、remote island?、
Mm.
もうすごい離れた人口5000人ぐらいの島でさ、日本から来てる、日本から来てる人にさ、この番組見てるよね、わかるよねって通じるってすごいことだよ。
Oh、I would have just turned around and left.It's like, oh, I can't get away from Game of Thrones references, no matter what I do.
両親の時代でギリギリ何そういう、まあ、マイケル・ジャクソンとかビートルズとかさ、
uh-huh.
まあ、日本人に言ってもわかるみたいな。Uh-huh. 祖父母の時代とかだったらほぼ、まあ、Gone with the Wind とか、
うん、
ね、もう数えるぐらいしかないわけだけど、今は多分いっぱいあるよね。
うん。
すごいよ本当に便利
Well if it was me and not you in that situation I'd be like no I only saw the first two episodes and I got bored and I stopped watching I mean, I don't have to say that much, but, you know.
She'd be like, what?
What?
You missed out. You're missing out on life.
And I'd have one more person tell me to watch Game of Thrones in 2022. Wait, so
you saw two episodes?
I saw a few episodes, and then I was like, okay, this kid is... Wow, that was really close. I hope this isn't too annoying, the fact that my building is exploding right now.
Matte, ja sa, Sean Bean no scene wa mita? Are, was it episode 1?
Sean Penn? Oh, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean, yeah.
I think I saw Sean Bean walking around.
No, but the shocking scene. Did you miss that?
Either I missed it or...
Episode. Oh, I probably didn't get that far.
Well, I saw the midget guy. Midget? Is that the correct word?
No.
Sorry. What's the short guy? Well, he's not just short. Dwarf. Is that right?
I guess...
Like, is he a dwarf? No, dwarfs and midgets are different. They're different, right?
Little people
is the polite term.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be polite because I think, you know,
yeah.
I have nothing against little people at all. So, but the...
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, Dinklage was having some erotic scenes. And
right.
There's like these CGI wolves running around and I started... I kind of had a lost vibe of just this is getting complicated and there's a lot of I got bored.
So before coming here, my husband and I were watching this Indian movie, this crazy Indian movie called RRR.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of this?
Of course. No, I haven't heard of it. What is it?
It was, I don't know, it's this really intense Indian movie.
They're all really intense. That doesn't narrow it down at all.
なんか1920年代に設定されてて、だから植民地時代の話なんだけど、まあその反体制みたいな話なんだけど、なんか CG とかも、CG のクオリティっていうのがなんか結構なかなか見ない。あのなんかアンインテンショナリーファニーすぎて私一回壺に入ってもう涙が出しながらめっちゃ爆笑しちゃった。
Yeah. They
しかもね、
really、
めっちゃ長いの 3時間半ぐらいあるの、だから一気に見るのも無理すぎて3日ぐらいに分けて見てまだ見終わってないんだけど。
なんか、I actually heard clicking in my headphones at the same exact time as that lightning flash. It's like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I guess there was enough static electricity to like get in the cable or something. Or I'm about to die. I don't know. Yeah, I've seen these.
警報とか出てる?
I haven't checked. clearly, because I'm totally unaware of what's going on in general. But yeah, I've seen some of these Indian movies. I don't know what it is with the Bollywood style, but they've really figured out how to use CGI to create these unbelievable action sequences that are like super riveting. So, and they're kind of loose with the physics and like the realism. And they really embrace the hero role, you know? Like everyone's Bruce Willis in India. Like everyone's got the skills and like is super smooth. Right?
そのね、loose on physics、マジでそれで、なんかもうそれで、what? みたいな。And there was this one scene where these two guys have to save this boy who fell into the river or something.
Mm-hmm.
なんかとんでもない協力の仕方をして、もうなんかトム・クルーズもびっくりみたいな。トム・クルーズとか Fast and Furious とかもそんなの比ではないような。とんでもない協力の仕方をして、まあ、 うまくいくんだけどその後になぜかだから水中で2人が出会うわけ、その男性同士がもともと知り合いじゃないんだけど、まあ、その男の子を助けるために協力して、
うん、
でなんか海の中、その男の子を助けた海の中で
Like underwater? Or like
underwater?
Underwater,
they, like,
okay.
They walk towards each other underwater. でなんか固く握手をするみたいなシーンがあって、もそれがつぼに入っちゃって私どういう状態みたいな、
uh-huh.
もうねちょっと自分の想像の斜め上を常に行ってくれるみたいな、そういう意味ですごいエンターテイニングだった。
Yeah, they like the goofiness, I think, and they like these sort of, I feel like in the US, for example, or even in Japan, we're very cynical about, you know, sort of goofiness or over-the-topness, right? Mm. And in order to be ridiculous in the States, it has to be something like Sharknado, where it's like very clear that it's a joke.
Mm.
But in these Indian films, it's like, I don't know. Are people, do you think people watch this movie seriously, or is it a comedy, or is it sort of in between? It doesn't have to be one or the other.
でもそれがよくわかんなくて、その話はあの真面目な話なの。すごい二人の男性のなんかブローマンスなんだけど、まあ二人が違う立場みたいな。
うん。
その体制側と反体制側みたいなさ。
うん。
だから話はすごい真面目だし、なんかどこまでそのインドではどうこれを見てるのかがよくわかんない。その笑っちゃったシーンとか笑っていいのか本当はダメなのかもよくわかんない。
Why can't a movie have like all the genres? Like why can't a movie be an action movie and a romance and a horror film? You know, just like and a comedy. Like one part of the movie is just comedy and then all of a sudden from some scene it's like not comedy. You know what I mean? We kind of want to watch like the whole movie is a romantic comedy or the whole movie is like action with like a little romance in there. But we tend to, people tend to like watching a certain genre and they tend to want to watch a movie that's in that genre. And it's kind of weird. Like there's comic relief in a lot of different movies, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's no comedy in The Ring, which is fine, but
まあたまにあるけどね、でもそのエクレクティックじゃないけど、本当いろんな要素が入ってるみたいな。
Yeah.
うん。なんか一個不思議なのが、
like、
この Oh, I don't know.I can't really think of an example, but でも like Korean TV shows とかたまにこう okay, this is thriller and sometimes it's almost horror, it's kind of scary, but then it's like romantic as well and there's like comedy 要素もあるみたいな。
Wow,
すごいなこれみたいなたまにある。
It's really sunny now. The clouds have parted. It's just like, oh, it's all gone.
なんかこれ一個教えてほしいんだけどさ、詳しい人に。その RRR 見てるときに一番夫と不思議だったのが、全部あのボイスオーバーっていうか俳優の声がアテレコなの。
うん、
わかる。俳優は普通に演技して口も動かしてんだけど、
right.
その本人の声なのか違う人の声なのかわかんないけど、明らかに声を後から入れてあるのね。
Hmm. Well, there are a lot of languages in India, but is it possible? So you weren't watching a dubbed in English version?
No. It's not in English.
It's in, what is it in?
わかんない。
Because it could be dubbed like another language in India. Or do you think that's just how they do it?
口の動き、あ、oh, ん? They were filmed in Telugu and Tamil simultaneously, as in each dialogue scene was shot twice. But only their Tamil versions are available on Netflix. In addition to dubs in Hindi and Malayalam.
Yeah.
え?ちょ待って。Each scene was shot twice? 超大変じゃん。Oh my god. え、でもそれにしてもなんでボイスオーバーなの?それの説明にはなってない。だってね、口の動きと音は。
Maybe it's the third language. They shot it twice in two, but there's a lot of languages over there, right?
No, but like, 口の動きと音は合ってるの。で、ここに書いてあるように、だから Netflix ではタミルバージョンって書いてあるじゃん。
Mm.
だから口の動きと音は合ってるの。だけど、明らかに、何、セリフが後から録音したやつが入ってるの。
Maybe they just...
歌とかだったらわかるけど、セリフ全部そうなってるから、すごい不思議な感じ。
I think it's easier to make a movie that way. It's very difficult to get clean, good audio, like, on an actor when you're filming.
I guess.
I mean, you're outside, right? So,
yeah.
If you want clear audio for everything, they probably just record all of that in a studio, and then they don't have to worry about the audio when they're filming.
そう、前になんかのエピソードでさ、うちらそのハリウッド映画でだとよくロシアが悪者として出てくるみたいな話とかしたじゃん。
うん。
で、RRR はさ、植民地時代の話だからイギリス人がめっちゃ出てくるんだけど、全員めちゃくちゃ邪悪なの。
うん。
で、その邪悪さも、
They love their bodies.
そう、邪悪さも突き抜けちゃってんの。笑っちゃうぐらい邪悪な、なんかこんなここまでの悪いやついるかみたいな、もう分かりやすいとこのレベルでもない、もう。That was also unintentionally funny too, but then I actually don't know if it was unintentional. I actually don't know.
Yeah, I saw Top Gun.
Oh, finally.
Have you?Did you watch it?
Yeah, 見てない。
Oh. Well then...
映画館で見た?
Oh. I liked it.
Homoeroticness あった?
ちゃんとあったよ。
あ、本当?え、待って、え、トム・クルーズと?
Well, they have like a, you know, the shirtless with the aviators...Sweaty, glistening, beach sunset, slow motion with the music.
Oh, nice.
The scene you're looking for is there. Yeah. It's a proper Top Gun movie. It's got corny, it's got the corny dialogue like Top Gun.
Ah, じゃあ、いい、よかったってこと?面白かった?
What's weird is when I was watching the movie, in the first part of the movie, I was like, oh, that this cringe dialogue. and then as the movie went on, I was like, that this is Top Gun. Like,
yeah.
And I kind of just had to switch my...frame of mind, and then it was an enjoyable movie. There's plot holes, there's weird stuff, but there are mistakes they could have made that they didn't, and the movie feels very polished in that sense, like wow, they did this part really well, like this is just a positive, you know, exhilarating movie with action and everything.I don't know. I like it. If I made a movie, it would be nothing like this. But, you know, I like it.
Val Kilmer 出てるの?
Well, Well, wouldn't that be a spoiler?
Oh, it would? Oh, so you kanji?
I mean, it would be a spoiler if he was in the movie, and I'm not saying either way, but...
女の人は出てこないでしょ、だって。
There is, but it's a different actress.
Right.
I think it's a different character, actually. I'm not actually...
It has to be, right? Because...
Yeah.
I saw pictures of them, like, next to each other.
Mm.
And Tom Cruise だけ変わってないじゃん。いろいろやってるから。
Yeah. Is he? What do you mean? Like, Tom Cruise has a bunch of plastic surgery or something?
Like, Botox and, you know, filler and stuff.
I thought
like
it
that.
Was just the sacrificial rituals at the Scientology temple or something.
まあその可能性もあるけど血を飲んでるとかそういうこと
I don't know. I mean, he looks pretty good for his age.
Yeah.
I
guess.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, just objectively, he looks pretty darn good for his age. Like, yeah. Age-wise. Well, I mean, in general, he's a handsome dude.
I mean, super active, yeah.
Yeah. And other people, you know, from the first movie don't look as good. I guess I would say that.
Yeah.
Have not aged as well.
Mm. なんかどれぐらいがそのボトックスとかのおかげでどれぐらいがめちゃくちゃ運動してるかってその比率はよくわかんないよね。もはや。
I think athletes generally age much better than non-athletes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
In terms of how old they look.
Yeah. いいな映画館。
Well, I think you're doing fine in Greece.
I know. ミュージカルも見たしね。So ミュージカル見た日にさ、we went to this Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And そのアジア人のウェイターの子だったのね、すごい若い。
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was like trying to order stuff, and then he was speaking in English, but he said, you know, yakitori, edamame, like 普通に日本語のアクセント。
Mm-hmm.
And then the boy was like, ah, もしかして日本人ですかみたいな。And he was really happy. その yakitori の発音が良すぎて日本人ってすぐ分かったみたいな。
Edamame?
Edamame, yakitori.Sake. Sake.
Sake, yeah.
But yeah, he seemed really young, and I was like, oh, 頑張ってって思っちゃった。なんか異国で頑張ってる若者。
I think...I was just thinking about the love your body thing. I think...
okay.
I think people in Japan are... Well, I think people are getting in shape in a way that they never have before. Like, fitness is a huge trend in Japan now. At least in Tokyo.
Yeah, I mean everywhere. I mean, I guess Instagram 効果というかさ、
It has raised the standard.
いや、ギリシャ来てからも本当に思う。昔と全然違う。やっぱその、フィットな人、
mm-hmm.
Especially girls.
Yeah, more girls than guys.
そう、明らかにワークアウトしてるし、お尻も絶対めちゃくちゃ頑張ってるなっていう女子がいっぱいいるし、着てる服装とか、そういうのがもう完全に、とか、まあ、インスタ用の写真撮ってる人とか、ビデオ撮ってる人もめっちゃいっぱいいるし、
うん、
なんていうかもうインスタの影響すごいなみたいな。
Is it just Insta? And it Insta is definitely a big
I mean,
part of it, but
I mean TikTok too, I guess. But その若いやっぱティーネイジャーかギリマン20代前半とかそういう女の子たちが お母さんお父さんとかにそういうセクシー写真を撮ってもらってるわけよ延々とで本当にモデルみたい、もうプロのモデルみたいにさ、ポージングとかもう髪の毛の位置とか全部やって、まあ、すごい上手なのだから、うん、みんな慣れてるというかもうプロプロじゃん。
Everyone's a pro now.
そう、自分がどうしやったら一番可愛く見えるとかも分かってるしさ、うちらの時代とは全然レベルが違う。でお母さんたちももうちゃんと手伝ってあげてすごいなみたいな。
But at the same time that everyone's getting in ridiculously good shape, other people are getting fat. Other people are getting fat. I think I noticed, I happened to be in Kanagawa when I noticed, but I'm not saying people in Kanagawa are fat, but I think slightly inaka areas, people are gaining weight, you know?
In Japan, you mean?
In Japan, yeah. Because you almost never saw people that were over a certain weight. Like, very rarely. But when I was in Kanagawa earlier, I don't want to be even more specific than that, but I noticed there are a lot of people that have really gotten out of shape. And I think part of it is like the lockdown and stuff, obviously, but I don't know.
いや、like、絶対パンデミックのせいはあるよね。その、まあ、リモートとかでさ、外に出ない人もいっぱいいるだろうし、
mm-hmm.
まあ、外に出ないで安全にしてる結果、まあ、全然動いてないとか。
Yeah, and food, there's more of this like really addictive American style food in Japan now. Like food is less healthy now than it used to be.I think.
I guess.
This is something that Japan has resisted for a long time, and I think it's starting to break down a little bit. I mean, there's the people that are getting in great shape too, but you know, I don't know. It's something I noticed, totally anecdotal, but
yeah. Yeah, I see tons of fit, like super fit.Girls here.
Yeah.
それ完全にそのね、ソーシャルメディア文化だなと思う。
Are they Greek? Are they local people or tourists?
No. Tourists. Yeah. Okay. From まあ、イタリアとかフランスとか。
Mm.
So you know everyone's hot.
In Greece.
Yeah.まあ、みんなすごいおしゃれしてくるしね、やっぱ。
Yeah.
もうインスタの写真を撮らなきゃみたいな。そう。親は大変だよ。なんかいろんなさ、指示されて、もうちょっとこっちから撮ってとか、はい、撮り直しみたいな。みんな優しい。
It's so... You said there are a lot of parents that are doing this? Like taking the pictures?
For their kids.Yeah.
So it went from like Instagram husband to Instagram parents.
yeah. ね、なんか女の子、すっごい若い子たちもいたから、勝手にちょっと心配になっちゃうというかさ、ね、すごい綺麗だし可愛いけど、変な人とかにもう見られちゃうから、大丈夫かなみたいな、勝手に。Mm. Yeah.
Did you see Will Smith's apology video? YouTuber apology video?
No.
今
出したの？
一昨日かな。
はあ。結構時間かかったね。あ、ナチュラル服着てた？
It's interesting because the comments on that video are criticizing...a lot of things about it that are in the category of things that people did wrong in YouTuber apology videos. And we, you know, we just talked about this.
Natural な自分を演出してなかったってこと?
it was high production value. First mistake.
Oh, もうダメだ。
It wasn't. It didn't seem that natural. まあでもお金ある
からね。Okay.
And it was a little lacking on the sincerity. It's like he was saying the right things, but the it's a little. I don't know. A lot of people had this feeling that it wasn't really sincere.
ちょっとスムーズすぎた? Did it seem scripted?
It's just a little bit off. It didn't seem like he was really... It was like the way he worded the apologies. I don't know if he had enough apologies in the first 3 minutes or whatever the rule was.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to break down, you know, with that specific criteria, you know, whether Will Smith checked all those boxes, right? But I don't think he did.
So Chris Rock に対して謝ってんの?どういうこと?なんで?何に謝ってんの?
He apologized to Chris Rock. And... Yeah. And he apologized to... I guess a bunch of people that were there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, It's just funny that this perfect case study comes out after we were talking about that.
Yeah, 先週のあの研究ちゃんと読んでから作ればよかったのにね。
Yeah, I think it would have been much better.
Then he would have nailed it. Like cheating.
Well, I saw some articles saying that Will Smith didn't want to apologize and he was forced to by like his wife or something. But...
Huh.
How would you know that? And then what is this article? That's sort of too private, I feel like, to be writing articles about and just assuming something like that. I mean, how could you possibly have a good source for that?
His wife didn't say that publicly?
It
feels like I wouldn't be surprised if his wife said that publicly, because
I don't think
she did.
I've seen
enough like videos where she's sort of throwing him under the bus.
He definitely gets thrown under the bus.
Yeah, right?
in various ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, failed YouTuber apology video, Will Smith. I mean, I'm not upset at Will Smith or anything, but it's just
Well, he didn't do anything to you, yeah.
Well, I mean, I like Chris Rock, but I mean, I think he shouldn't have done it, but I don't know. Do I like Will Smith slightly less? Probably. But it's not a big deal.
Well, I still don't really understand why whatever Chris Rock said was so bad. It feels like no one really explained it.
Well, it's the alopecia thing, right?
Yeah, but he clearly didn't know. And he said he didn't know.
Well,
and if you know, like, so cool, consider Starasa. He just said, like, you know, what was the movie? Jane.
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane.
Two.
Yeah, like, hey, you know, because of her hairstyle.
Yeah, but this actually happened to PewDiePie recently, right? Because he got canceled again. Because he accidentally made fun of someone who was deaf. And he said he didn't know.
Yes, I'm just saying, like, oh, you know, are you gonna be in G.I. Jane 2? You know, is that alone is not offensive at all, right? Is it? Am I missing something here? Like, is that so offensive?
He didn't know, but he was making fun of her having a shaved head, you know, because in G.I. Jane, famously, is, you know, the shaved head.
Yeah, but that's not offensive, right? G.I. Jane is a cool character. Like, why is that so offensive?
Because it has to do with this, you know, someone with a medical condition. If you make any joke about any medical condition, then people are going to get kind of upset.
Yeah, but
right?
Yeah, but like, that's on the notion that it's something to be made fun of, right? Like, having long hair, for example, like, people don't really make fun of it. So if you make a joke about that, about that hairstyle. Like, he wasn't talking about symptoms. He was talking about a hairstyle, right?
Right. But I think she would prefer to have, like, long hair, but she can't.
Like, has she not publicly said that she has this condition, right? And if everyone thought that it was just her hairstyle.
Right.
Did people think that it was offensive? No, right?
No, it's just because of the condition.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
He didn't know, and he didn't make fun of the hairstyle either.
Well...
He just made a reference because this character has the same hairstyle.
Right.
Is that really that offensive? That's something I never really understood.
Well, I'm not offended by it, but I could understand why some people would be offended or sensitive to that. Like, I mean, people get offended. Like, men who are balding can get offended by, you know, bald jokes, right?
I mean, I understand if she got offended and if she said she was offended.
Yeah. So then it's like for fine, Will Smith, it's like someone's, you know, insulting his wife. I have a totally different theory on what happened and why he did what he did, but it's not based on any real evidence. I think,
yeah,
I mean, I mean this is not an allegation or anything like that. I have no inside information on this, but Will Smith was trying to lose a lot of weight and get in shape very quickly as part of this YouTube series that he was doing. And at his age, to lose weight and put on a lot of muscle mass at the same time, and he's an actor, Hollywood, a lot of people in Hollywood use steroids. I think it's possible that Will Smith was on some kind of either testosterone replacement or steroids or something, and that actually made him, you know, a little bit more aggressive, which is extremely common in people that use such substances. And to me, his behavior was a little uncharacteristic of him, which is a huge red flag for using steroids or substances like that. It's exactly the kind of outlier behavior you would expect from someone who's using steroids or some substances like that. But, you know, I've no evidence. It's just total baseless speculation. So, but that's my personal pet theory. If someone from Hollywood is trying to get in shape fast and lose weight, they take steroids.
But was it really an anomaly, though? We had seen him slap a reporter before. Like, this wasn't the first time.
I don't know. It would certainly contribute to him doing something like this. I don't know about the grabbing a reporter or something, but he walked up and slapped.
No, he slapped a reporter. You don't remember? On red carpet or something.
When was this?
Like, there was a reporter that was like pulling a prank on him, like, なんか水をかけるかなんかしてさ、めっちゃビンタされてたじゃん。Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. So
no, my theory is totally baseless. So just
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. PewDiePie もね。I didn't know anything about it. I just saw that he was trending and then you talked about it. Or you texted me about it. So.
He was making fun of people that are quote unquote cringe, which just means they're doing something that's like slightly annoying on social media or whatever. And this deaf girl was signing while she was talking, but her pronunciation is really, really good. And her signing is like kind of stylish. So when I saw the clip, I didn't know that she was doing sign language either, or that she was deaf. Because my stereotypical notion of a deaf person is like very clear signing, like almost like assigning interpreter, right? And then someone who can't speak clearly because they can't hear what they're saying. But this girl was very clear, and apparently he accidentally made fun of her and what she was doing. But what she was doing was partly because she's deaf. So that was not good, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, even if she wasn't deaf, it was mean, though. Like, if you have so many followers, you know, if you're so famous, like, why would you single out people and make fun of them in front of, like, millions of people?
Well, That's not nice. He's not singling her out at all. He's been doing this for decades of just, you know, reviewing compilations and giving his take. And he was just like, oh, why are her nails so long? And then he, like, did this weird voice with his dogs and moved his dog's arms around. And I mean,
I haven't seen his videos.
Well, you should watch the video first.
Maybe that's what he does. No, I saw this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought it was, because the first thing he said was like, he watched our video and the first thing he said was like, nah. And I thought that was really mean because
it is mean.
Because, you know, so many people are watching it, right? He has so many fans. And then now, like, he's basically telling everyone that it's okay to mock these people. Whether they're deaf or not, it doesn't really matter.
He's not a serious character like PewDiePie, right?
Well, still, but it's like bullying. What's the difference? You know, okay, this girl has long-ass nails. Like, who cares? That's not his business.
People make fun of each other and comment on each other and make fun of PewDiePie and, you know, all these people all day long on the internet. Well, it's par for course. I'm not saying, there should be more of it, but, you know,
he has way more influence.
Yeah. And,
than this girl.
She didn't seem very offended by the whole thing. And I think it's a net very positive for her, right? The whole situation is like a huge win for her. Oh, for sure. This has happened a bunch of times with PewDiePie. And, you know,
That's like saying, you know, oh, your sex tape got out and you became famous, so it's net positive.
No.
Like, if the victim's saying it, it's fine. But if other people are saying it, it's weird.
It's nothing like that.
I felt sad when I saw her video because she said, you know, because she was saying something like people either make fun of her or say things like, oh, you should not have long nails if you're going to be doing sign language or whatever. You know, people just judge her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been sort of trying to tell people that it's okay. So she said something like she got sad, you know, when she saw a PewDiePie video.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, that made me sad
it wasn't intentional. And I think hopefully PewDiePie will make it right in some way. And he totally could, you know, he could, offer to work with her in some way or whatever, and support.
Just don't bully people, you know, just don't mock anyone. Like, that's what we teach our kids too, right? A lot of kids are watching his videos, then it's a wrong message to send. I don't care if there's like a cringe challenge or whatever, you know, that everyone's doing.
Mm.
If you have such presence, then
I think
just don't do it.
Most of YouTube would probably not be good for children as far as setting an example or, you know, being a role model or whatever. But
right. But he's like really famous, right? So, like, imagine, like, your video shows up in his video one day out of nowhere. You didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, laughing at you.
I would be so honored, honestly. I want that to happen.
It's because you like him. Imagine you didn't really know about him. They're kind of like me, you know? I don't really care what he thinks. And then he makes fun of your appearance, like what you're doing with your makeup or nails. And then everyone is laughing along, like millions of people are laughing along, and it's pretty scary. Like, it's different for you. Like, you liked him, you know him, you've seen his videos.
I don't know him, but I know, I feel like I have some sense of, you know, whether he's a good person or not. And, you know, I sort of think about all the positive things that he's done also, and not just the negative things. Because if you're putting out content all the time, almost every single day, you're going to end up putting stuff out
that's not that great. He needs to think about how these people might feel if he mocks these people. You know, it's just like this.
Should we cancel him?
Jock in your classroom, you know? Like, he has so much influence. Everyone likes him. And one day you go to school with long nails and he makes fun of you in front of everyone, you know, who likes that. I don't think he should be canceled. You know, he apologized and I guess he feels really bad. But I'm just saying that he needed to be more careful. And if that's the culture, if you say that that's the YouTube culture where these famous people with millions of followers single out these like 普通の人たち and make fun of them, that's not cool.
I think that, you know, he apologized. He thinks that what he did wasn't cool either. And I don't think he should be canceled. I think the cancel mob is completely toxic and overreacting.
I wouldn't want my son to be doing that. I wouldn't want my son to be victimized by something like that. You know, it's bullying. It's nice that he acknowledged it. But
yeah, I think,
like,
you know,
I wouldn't be defending him.
People make mistakes and people offend other people unintentionally and intentionally, and they can apologize and we can, you know, move on or make things better or whatever. So
yeah. Everyone's waking up. I gotta go eat breakfast. Breakfast is until, what time was it? 10? 10:30. Yeah. We gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your Greek
trip.
Expedition.
Thank you. So,文字起こしのテキストをバイリンガルニュース公式アプリチェックしてみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題プラス英語表現解説エッセイも読めます、2週間無料お試し期間付き、あと宿題、各エピソードごとにいろんな問題を出題しています。文法、リスニング、単語などなど、やってみてください。それは1ヶ月間無料でトライできます。あとバイリンガルニュース .jp いろんなグッズ、新しいのいろいろ出てますので、売り切れる前にぜひチェックしてみてください。 Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやってます。ギリシャの写真も載せる予定なのでぜひフォローしてください。
Oh, I want to mention one thing.
Yeah.
You know, I got access to DALL-E, the AI that creates images.
It is
unreal. And I, you know, I'm not associated with them, not sponsored. DALL-E as a service is absolutely unreal, and I wanted to show you.
You should post them. You should post them on Instagram.
So
on Twitter.
I typed in Greek marble statue of a girl podcasting in Greece, and
it just
generated these
this is so crazy,
these images.
Yeah, 本当すごいよね。 You show me, like, you made some images using my son's picture.
Oh yeah, where he was wearing the
mask.
Right
at the Natsu Matsuri. Yeah, and that was crazy too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so much fun.
I wonder if it was something that we can share. Oh, the Stegosaurus one was kind of crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we could share the one with our son as well. Maybe not the original one, but at least the ones that
should we post this
made
podcasting in Greece.
Yeah.
One. Does this look like you?
This is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it totally does. Looks so pretty. Yeah.
Great.
Anyway. What's got it?
It's got it.
雷に当たらないように。
I think it's in the clear now, but we'll see.
Okay, good. Okay. Bye.
以上です。Bye.